What's up, guys? We're back. I don't even know what episode we're on, but we are Monday, April the 13th, and happy Easter, everybody. I hope that everyone had an amazing Easter Sunday with their families, right? Usually Easter Sunday is something that you get together with your families after a long layoff and delay of busyness and work life and traveling, but we've been spending so much time with our families that Easter Sunday just felt like another day with our families, but still nonetheless an amazing day. I got to do some really cool stuff this year. I actually was the Easter bunny for our neighborhood, the country club in Lincoln, Nebraska. I borrowed an entire Easter ensemble. I'm talking straight up Peter Cottontail with the huge helmet, with the fluffy suit, the vest, everything. The only thing I didn't have is shoes. I wore some Asics. But it worked out nonetheless, and it was a cold day, let me tell you, and I hung out of the sunroof as we drove back and forth down multiple streets in my neighborhood, and the kids loved it. They lined the streets with their families, and everyone waved and said hello. So it turned out to be a pretty special day, and I was happy about the way things turned out. So a lot of fun. But anyway, let's get right to it. Anyone who's a wrestling fan, particularly an international wrestling fan, has probably heard the news this weekend, which was Thomas Gilman is making the transition from Iowa City over to State College, PA, to be a part of the NLWC, the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. And really big news. I don't think many people knew about it. I had no idea, actually, if we're being completely candid here. I had no idea. I wouldn't consider myself a wrestling insider. And so I got the news, most like everyone else, directly from Twitter. And I saw Thomas Gilman's tweet saying he was making the transition. I'm like, let me read into this. And so there wasn't much talk about it going on. But as you continue to refresh your feed over the next 20, 30 minutes to an hour, you get to see Flow Wrestling and Track Wrestling and Intermat Wrestling and all of these individuals that are wrestling reporters starting to talk about it a little more heavily. And so I kind of wanted to dive into it because I think Thomas at this point is going to face a little bit of backlash, from loyalty perspective, but also it is an interesting move and proposition that he's created for himself. So I kind of wanted to dive into it because this is something that I've been a part of for a long period of time. And I kind of wanted to talk about the structure of RTCs, where we are with them, why the reluctancy to leave and make transitions to other places, and can you do it although you've had success at your alma mater? And so that's something that I kind of want to discuss. And so number one, I started here at the Nebraska RTC, the NWTC, Nebraska Wrestling Training Center, back in 2011. When I graduated from college, there was no RTC here. RTCs were just being established for the first time. And I remember the very next day after I won the NCAA championship in my senior year, 2011, I got a phone call from two individuals. One was Matt Dernlin, who was at Penn State at the time. And the second was Tom Ryan at Ohio State. And they had both started their wrestling clubs, and they're like, hey, listen, we've already got money. We've got donors. We are going to pay you X amount of dollars per year. We've got great training partners, great facilities. We want you to come and be a part of our program. So I remember thinking about it for a while, like, man, this could be pretty cool. I could go through the recruitment process again, which I never really got recruited when I was young because I wasn't super successful in high school, but I thought it might be fun. I thought about, you know, spending time with different programs that were very successful at the time. I'm like, man, maybe this might be a move that I consider making. But I remember sitting down with my personal coach, Mark Manning, kind of having the discussion, and I really didn't think much about it. But at the time, I decided immediately to stay. I wanted to stay here in Nebraska. I wanted to train. I wanted to compete here for the Huskers because this was a place that I helped build. But now in retrospect, right, we're almost 10 years later, I get the chance to kind of look back at where I was at that time period. Would it have made sense? And is it possible? And can you face whatever may backlash may come your way for making that decision? And so I think the first person that made the big jump that made splashes a little bit earlier this year, or let's say last year, was Kyle Snyder making the transition from the Ohio RTC over to the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. And I think it really shocked a lot of people, particularly because he had seen a ton of success at Ohio State. And then secondarily, because he had went to Penn State, which is also in the Big Ten, also coached by Kale Sanderson. And Ohio State and Penn State are going to wrestle each other multiple times a year, and they're direct competitors. And so I think that a lot of people look at it and view it solely from a college wrestling perspective. It's like, okay, this guy wrestled here. The place where he's going was a competitor of his in college. No, it's a no-go. You don't do that. You don't make these type of transitions, because you have to show loyalty at all times. You've got to be aligned and show allegiance to your alma mater no matter what, especially when you have seen success. If it's not broke, don't fix it. But I think if you look at where we are right now as a country, and where we are in any occupation, any field, you don't just show an unhealthy amount of allegiance and loyalty unless it's going to be beneficial to the individual. And I think for us, it's almost as if wrestling, we're in a perspective where if you've helped create a ship and you've been a part of the ship, you've been a captain of the ship, you go down with the ship. And not necessarily meaning you don't, you stay here even if you're not having success. But I think that we've gotten to a place where we start to communicate with our guys that you always need to stay where you went to school. If you look around the country, most of our guys train at their alma mater. So let me think about this for a second. Let me go through the world team lineup from 2019. At 57 kilos, we had Dayton Fix, who is a college guy, so he's still at Oklahoma State. 61 was Tyler Graff, who went to Wisconsin. He's no longer there. We had at 65, we had Zane Rutherford, still trains at the NLWC. 70, James Green, still trains at Nebraska. 74, myself, still at Nebraska. 79, Kyle Dake, still at Cornell. 86, we had Pat Downey, who is a little bit of a rolling stone. He could have numerous homes. No one really knows what his alma mater is. It's numerous places, but, you know, and then at 92, we have Jaden Cox, who has left Missouri. 97, Kyle Snyder, who made the transition out. And then Nick Wisdowski, who's still down in Raleigh, but I believe he trains at a few other places as well. And so it's really just interesting to me to see where people decide to train. First and foremost, when you graduate from college, I think that you are always going to have a decision to make. And the easy decision is to stay at home because it's comfortable. You know the coaching staff, you know the wrestling squad, you're a big man on campus. If you had success in college, you're an NCAA champ, multiple-time All-American. The people will know you. You'll be able to get into any facility relatively easy. It's peaceful, tranquil. You're just training multiple times a day. Very easy lifestyle. Yeah. You know, and I think about now we've been seeing a number of high profile guys making the transition. And honestly, I couldn't tell you exactly why. But I think that if I had to think about it from where I'm at, my position, just looking at it from the outside in, I would say these guys want to improve. They want to get better, and they look at it from a factor of where can I go and have the best training partners? Where can I have the most teammates that have the most professionals that are the most serious about the sport? And I think that's pretty much the gist of where these guys are going. And so you could see our last two high-profile guys in Kyle Snyder and Thomas Gilman, world medalists, have gone to the same club in Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. I think for me, I've dealt with this question for numerous years now where people have questioned, okay, why are you still at Nebraska? Why did you decide to stay at Nebraska? Is this a place that you desire to be? And yes, it's been a great place for me. And this place is family, it's home. And I've had an amazing time training here. And I think I've always been about relationships. I've been about comfort. I felt where I could make the most gains was the place that I felt the most comfortable. And that's always been Nebraska for me. I love the specialized attention. I love walking into the room and knowing every guy in the room. And that's always been a very comforting feeling for me. And that's not for everyone. Some people seek discomfort, and some people seek to be in places where there's no tension and they have all of the things that they need. And every time I've made the decision, I've really listed my priorities, and my priorities always start with my family, number one. Number two is my ability to win at a high level. If I'm going to compete, I want to win. Number three, I'd love to have a great atmosphere, great training partners, great coaching staff. Number four, it's the environment. I want to be around champions. I want to be in a place that I enjoy calling home. And then lastly, I want to make sure that I feel comfortable competing and being led by the leadership that they have in place. And so that's been really important for me. But I also think that you've got situations that are unique, like this Gilman situation, for example. And I'm a big Thomas Gilman fan. We spent a lot of time together. We were teammates back in 17. And I've always enjoyed watching him train, watching him compete. But I also enjoy hearing him speak and talking to him and sharing intimate conversations with him, because I think he's a really deep thinker and he's a very thoughtful individual. And he doesn't really get that reputation because of what he portrays or how he portrays himself in interviews. But I think that if you look back to 2016, where we had the Dennis and Ramos situation, where you have two guys that are training in the same room, both alum of that particular university, both have great relationships with the coaching staff, but could potentially be competitors at the same weight class. And then lo and behold, months later, Ramos and Dennis are in the finals of the Olympic trials. You've got certain guys in certain corners. You've got certain guys that are favoring other guys. And there becomes tension. There becomes difficulty. And then there's always this elephant in the room. There's always this tension. And I think that it could hit the fan. And so I think that Gilman kind of jumped out ahead of it. And the Brands brothers are great. They're always going to do a tremendous job at being honest and upfront with the guys on their squad. And that's one thing that I respect about most head coaches. Is the one thing that I've learned from my perspective, what's the difference between a head coach and everyone else, is they have the ability to have the tough conversations, the ones that no one wants to have, no one wants to talk about. Usually it's like, okay, no, you just train, just coexist, be happy together. And then if we see that road, if we meet that road, then we'll deal with it then. But I commend these guys for kind of getting out ahead of it. And I don't know. I think Spencer Lee's still relatively young. He's had some amazing success. He's a junior world champ, multiple time world champ. And he also was a US Open champ this year. But Gilman, a couple years older, has been wrestling on the senior level for quite some time. And I don't know what the allegiances look like within the room. Who's whose guy? Is this guy Terry's guy because he's on the staff and he's still in college? Is this guy Mark Perry's guy? And now Mark Perry's gone to Arizona State. Does that make some sort of influence on Thomas's decision? Does he want to go to Penn State because they have the best room? What's that look like? I think that unquestionably, if you just look around the RTC landscape, if you talk about just purely depth and talent, you've got to say that NLWC has the best room. And so the best room in terms of depth doesn't necessarily mean the best for everyone. If you just look, if you ask me, can you go to Penn State? Do you desire to go to Penn State? To be absolutely honest, that's a no for me, for various reasons. First and foremost, and the most evident, is if you know the NLWC, you know that they have a lot of foreign athletes competing and training there, and two of them are my primary competitors. Number one is Bekzad, who trains at Penn State but wrestles for Uzbekistan, and then you have Franklin Gomez, who trains there at the NLWC but wrestles for Puerto Rico, and both at 74 kilos. And so for me, I think it'd be a great place to train, to spend some time in, to go to training camps. But in terms of being comfortable, I don't know if I want to see my foreign competitors daily going into the room. And I don't necessarily think those guys have that in Kyle Snyder and Thomas Gilman. But I think this is a tremendous asset for the sport, is to have two guys with the confidence and the wherewithal, the discernment, but also just the conviction to go out and pursue their dreams intently and not worry about what the world thinks of them, and to be confident enough to have these deep conversations and these meaningful conversations with their coaching staff and say, hey, listen, I know you've coached me since I was 17, 18 years old. You've always been an authoritative figure in my life, but here's what I think is best for me. And I'm going to move on and move forward on a different path than you may have originally intended for me. And I think that takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of guts to do. And so I always want to wish the best for these guys. I want to continue to see Thomas Gilman and Kyle Snyder have tremendous success. I want to see the NLWC have tremendous success. And I think that they've really created an environment that can thrive. And it's a well-oiled, finely-tuned machine that virtually runs itself. They've got a big budget. They've got great coaching staff. They've got great training partners. And it is an insane place to train right now. But for me, I am completely content with where I'm at right now at Nebraska. And it's done well for me in the past, and I believe that it's going to continue to do well for me in the future. But this is kind of something that I just wanted to touch on, because I think this is what a lot of people have been thinking for some time, and we've really haven't had a deep discussion about it. I think it is it's something cool to talk about, though, because people need to feel more comfortable with where they are. And I think it's completely okay to reevaluate as a senior level athlete whether your alma mater is the place that you still would like to be. And I think that there are opportunities out there. There's financial gain. There's training partners. There are networking opportunities. There's, more sun if you go to a place like Tempe with Sunkist. I think there are other, certain things that people are looking for that they might be fond of that they didn't necessarily think about when they were 17 or 18 years old, when they were making verbal and written commitments to places. And so this is something that people need to give freedom and encouragement and allow these guys to do, to grow, to develop, to be happy, to enjoy a nuanced lifestyle in a different place with different coaches, and trust that if you truly believe that they are champions, then you would also believe that they can be successful no matter where they go. And so, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's all I've got on this topic. But I wanted to really just touch on this subject because this is something that I've been thinking about for quite some time as a guy that started when RTCs were just getting initiated and have now been one of the few guys that has stayed in a single place for a long time. It's almost like professional football or basketball. Very few guys stay with a single team their entire career. If you look, we've got Tom Brady, who we're about to see in a Buccaneers uniform. That is insanity if you think about it. But I think that it's going to start happening more often. And these guys are just the pioneers and the trailblazers of free agency right now. They're moving, they're shaking, and they're shaking up the game and making decisions based upon what they want and not what their coaches think are best for them. And I think that is a really cool perspective to have. And so I commend Snyder, I commend Gilman. Good luck to those guys moving forward. But also, let's keep our ears to the pavement, because I imagine that over the next couple of years, especially after this Olympic cycle in Tokyo in 2021 ends, we'll start to see a lot more movement. And maybe there could be some big names that are going to shake up the game as we move forward. So we'll see how things turn out. But happy Easter to you all. I hope you guys have an incredible week. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk soon. It's been JB here and having a great time talking to you guys. We'll talk later on. See you guys. Peace.